Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Join in whenever you like. Okay, stop. Back off the mic. We're gonna have to practice that. Hello and welcome to Strictly Come Dancing 2021.
Hey.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Literally. I tell you what's so nice this year, before we get into it. I'm Lizzie, one half of Strictly Sisterly. Go.
Hello, I'm Joe. I'm the other half.
Yes. Anyway, I'm so glad that we don't have tests telling us how COVID safe it is every half an hour. No, every 2 minutes.
It's quite the relief.
Although they've still got those stupid plastic screens up between the judges.
They're just being extra safe.
Anywho. So how do you feel to be back in the Strictly spotlight?
It literally feels like no time has passed since we were here again, here before. I can't speak. And yeah, it's amazing.
It's gonna bode well.
I know, but you know, literally I feel like I am right where I was this time last year, because I literally am exactly where I was this time last year.
Yeah, for all those who don't realize what's going on around the world, Lizzie, me, London, no longer locked down, out and about, roaming free. Melbourne, where Joe is, oh, it's the other way.
Back in lockdown. Yay, us. I think we're on day 232 or something.
So, initial impressions from last night?
I mean, my overriding impression and question was, why was Tess riding a horse?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Mine was who? I mean, I never want to be one of those people. Genuinely, I'm always on the side of Strictly, so I never want those people like, who's that? But honestly, this is the first year where I think I only really know, I'd say, 2.5 of the contestants.
Absolutely, 100%, I agree. So I'm just looking at the list now. I'm counting. 1, 2.
Okay, in your head. This isn't great audio. Go on quickly. How many?
I recognise 5 of them. And when I say recognise, that doesn't mean I actually know anything about them. There's probably 2 I actually would be able to name.
Okay.
In a lineup.
I was sitting there watching it with a friend of the podcast, a long-time life partner, Adam Vesey. And for once, I wasn't getting annoyed every time he was like, who the fuck is that? Oh my God, who is that? I was actually agreeing with him. So, right, I think there's some points of order to get before we go through the couples, because last night was the couples reveal, as Tess would say. Before we get into the couples, there's just a few key points of order I want to bring to attention.
Sure.
Number one, first of all, and we'll get to it, but I'm going to drop in the jingle.
Graziano watch. Graziano watch. Graziano watch.
Yes, Graziano watch is dialed up to the max because he is now a main character. Round of applause for Graziano.
Yay, go Graziano. But can we not do Graziano watch still?
Yeah, I just put the jingle in.
Oh, you did. Okay, sorry, I misunderstood. Oh, I thought you said I thought you meant we were getting rid of it.
For anyone that doesn't understand, I work in podcasting and my sister's just a doctor, so she doesn't really get how this all works. So, guys, so please bear with her, okay? She just looks at cuts and rashes every day, you know. Anyway, Graziano, main character, and doesn't he come across so lovely on screen?
He really does. He's lovely.
Although, as Adam said, why have they got a pirate in it this year? But anyway... He didn't seem to twig that the pirate on screen was the same as the cardboard cutout person who's in our airing cupboard.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
I know, I'll have to put a picture on something so the listeners can see. Anyway, right, let's get down to brass tacks. That was a good present.
Mm.
I think, because I'm walking, you might be able to hear listeners because I can't breathe properly. I was thinking, rather than just going through line by line, let's see, test me and see if I can remember who the 50, it's 15, isn't it?
Maybe 16.
Yeah, no, you sure? Okay. Yeah. Okay, 16 professionals are, because that way they're all going to come out in an order of interest to me, like people that are interesting to talk about, and then hopefully we can just skip over all the people we don't care about.
Do you mean the 16 professionals or the 16 celebrities?
Celebrities. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Number one, my absolute favorite from since they announced it. I think he's been a big part of my life. I love him. I love his family. I love his band, Tom McFly. Not his real name. Real name, Tom Fletcher.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this one too. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see more of him, like in training. I think being paired with Amy is a stroke of genius because she is the world's loveliest person. They're just going to be so lovely all together.
Yeah, I was really pleased about that pairing. And I think he's also got good screen presence. He knows how to speak. I can't, which is, you know, eloquently.
Oh God. Okay.
Can't even think. But I think I'm excited to see how he goes. And I think it's going to be funny because obviously Harry has done it before.
I couldn't believe it when they said Harry won 10 years ago. I was like, I'm obsessed with all of them. I'm obsessed with Tom and Giovanna. So they're just the loveliest. And obviously G won I'm a Celebrity in the UK this year. I'm obsessed with Harry and his wife, Izzy. They're definitely the cutest. I love Dougie. And I also love Danny as well and his former Miss Great Britain wife, Georgia. So I'm hoping to see more of the boys. I'm hoping to see more of Tom and Giovanna's sons because they are the cutest.
Yeah, it's slightly stalkerish, but yeah, sure.
I think Tom's going to do really well. I think I agree with you. He's got rhythm. Pair with Amy. Done. Okay. The second person.
Okay, going next.
The second person, I'm kind of excited. I think he's going to be a bit disastrous from what I saw last night, but I'm obsessed with his wife, is of course Greg Weiss.
He's not, I'm sorry, but he is going out very quickly.
Well. Okay, so to women of a certain age, i.e. me and you, he's known as Willoughby in Sense and Sensibility.
Willoughby, yeah.
He emerges from the mist on this big black stallion and saves Marianne. He was totally back in the 90s, wasn't he? I mean, he still is.
Yeah, he definitely was. Yeah.
But the fact that he is married to the world's greatest actress, who wins the award for the greatest bed straightening scene in the history of movies.
Oh my gosh, Emma Thompson. I'm going to cry.
She's going to be there, isn't she? She's going to be there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And like, they're just a really lovely couple. I get that in, you know, that's the impression I get.
Yeah, so she was on Porno, wasn't she? On Footnotes on My Dad Wrote Porno, because she's such a big My Dad Wrote a Porno fan, and they got to go to her house. Which I'm so jealous of. No, I think I think he'll stay in a bit like Scott Mills because he won't be very, I don't think he's going to be the greatest, but I think his personality, and he's got twinkly eyes, hasn't he? And you know, middle-aged mums and nanas at home, they're going to love the twinkly eyes.
Yeah, maybe. And do you remember who he was paired up with?
Oh, this is a great test. Yes.
Yeah, I love this. Go on, you can do it.
Hang on a minute. I mean, this is really boring for the rest of the world.
Picture the horses.
Oh, Karen. Yes. Chris's Chris Ramsey's Karen, as she's now known to everyone. Yes, yeah. he's got Karen. Yeah. Great. Right. Thank you. This is incredibly self-centered of me just to base this whole episode around my memory. But anyway, roll with it. Let's see.
This is your life.
Okay. So I'm two down. Okay. Another person is Adam Peaty, the swimmer.
Yes. Yes. He made me lol because he was talking about how he used to be scared of swimming pools because the shark might come out of the vents. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what I used to think.
That's so funny because I'm scared of swimming pools, but for a different reason. Because I vividly remember when we were kids, you weren't there. I was in Kingsmead Leisure Centre with a friend. I can't remember which friend. And we got into the jacuzzi with these two other boys. I must have been about 12 at the time. And the bubbles weren't working. And so we were like, oh, we're going to go and have to ask the, lifeguard to turn on the bubbles. Who should do it? And one of the guys goes, I think the person with the fattest leg should go. And then looks me in the eye and goes, and that's you.
Oh, my God. Who was that? That's so mean.
No one I knew. Just a stranger. And I took those bloody fat legs and I waddled over and I got the jets put on. So
you didn't even have fat legs, though.
Right, Adam Peaty. So
yes,
I think he's actually good because, as we know, Olympians typically have an incredibly strong work ethic.
Yes.
As we know, especially swimmers. Look at Mark. Is it Mark Foster? God, I was.
Mark Foster.
Yeah, and Adam is paired with, I'm going to guess at this, because I can't remember properly. Blah, blah, blah. Give me a clue. Go on. I like it when you give me a clue. Oh, it's a catcher.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a really good pairing.
Adam had a lot to say about catcher. For someone who's so uninterested in Strictly Come Dancing, he's got a lot of opinions on catcher and Neil. Let's put it that way.
What opinions?
He just couldn't get his head around the fact that Catherine Neal was still performing in the same show and the same, together. But basically, Adam gets his news from the Daily Mail. So let's just move on. I think it's a really strong pairing. I'm excited to watch him. Which brings me on to number four. We're on four, aren't we?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. I think it begins with an N. It's I love her. She's in EastEnders and Goodness Gracious Me. What's her name?
Yeah. Nina Wadia.
Ah, Nina Wadia. That's it. And she is with Neil.
Yes.
Can we talk about Neil's buzz cut?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Okay.
Oh, well, first of all, give me a 10-minute riff on Neil's buzz cut, please.
Oh, no. I was more focused on his teeth.
Oh, I couldn't. A bit of background noise, people. Just enjoy it. It's real life.
I think he's the fact that he no longer has much hair means that his teeth look more prominent.
That's why he's... Oh, okay, I see what you say. It's sort of...
You know, his hair used to balance them out.
I love Neil. I love him. He's fine. He's like a dependable spoon, you know. He's a spoon you always want to use for your cereal when you open the spoon drawer. But
really?
But I don't know. I think Nina will be... I think she'll actually be quite good. I think she'll be sort of... surprisingly quite good, and I think she'll have a lot of love from the public, because there are a lot of EastEnders fans that watch Strictly, and she's been in that show. Is she still in it?
I don't know. I haven't watched EastEnders for about 12 years.
Well, you could have done your research. Hang on, going past Phil.
I can Google
Phil,
it if you like.
Phil.
Okay.
Phil.
Is
no,
Nina,
I wasn't calling someone called Phil. I was.
Getting... I know. I was like, who's Phil?
No, it's fine.
Oh goodness! Right. I'm just trying to see if Nina's still in EastEnders. Yes,
we're over. We don't care. Right,
move on. Someone else who's in EastEnders.
No, I know. I don't need a prompt. Don't need prompts, Joe. I'm doing this all from memory. Right,
sorry.
Number five is now. I don't know his name and I don't know him, but to be fair, I'm not his target audience. It's the CBeebies presenter.
Yeah, I'd never heard of him.
I think based on last night's group performance, I put him down as my winner. Well, actually, no, I've got him down as a finalist. I think he seems to have the most dance ability.
He definitely does. Well, he's got the moves.
But I think someone like Tom Fletcher is going to make it to the final and maybe have a broader, because he's not just aimed at kids, Tom McFly. I think he might have a broader base, but anyway, we'll get into that later. Anyway, his partner is, I can't remember, who's his partner?
Nancy.
Oh, right. Has Nancy been a professional before, or has she only been in the backing dancers, the group
dancers? She's never had a partner before. She's only been in the group dances.
I thought so. I think so. Okay, right, moving on. Number six is the lady from EastEnders. I don't know her name. What's her name?
Rose Ailing Ellis.
I already love her. I already love her for a few reasons. First of all, she seems to have a cracking sense of humour.
Also, she's with...
Second of all...
I was going to say, but you need to remember who she's with.
Giovanni. Yeah.
Yes. Who yeah, I was
blitzing.
You were stuck. I think that's going to be a funny pairing.
Also having the first of Deftis Tetson is amazing. Having her interpreter is amazing. She looks like cracking fun as well. I just want to go down the pub with all of them. And also, she really reminds me of Juno Temple.
No.
Are you not watching Ted Lasso, the most wonderful, heartwarming TV show of the year?
No.
You should watch Ted Lasso. Anyway.
Okay,
so I think that's going to be really interesting to watch, for sure.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, that's six. Number seven. I'm going to go with, is it AJA Adodu?
Yes.
I think I've been peripherally aware of her. I think
never
I
seen her, never heard of her.
Oh, God. Okay, fine, we get it. And she is with... you sounded like one of those vox pops that they do on the streets in, like, Oldham or something.
No, but you have to remember... No, but you have to remember I've been out of the country for 10 years now, and a lot of these people have only been famous since I've left.
Yeah, listeners, if you're not aware, Jo was forced to leave the UK 10 years ago. We can't really go into it for legal reasons. I'll just say, if you want to know more, just Google the situation, okay? Who's AJ with? Give it to me. I can't be bothered to try and think.
Oh, now, she's with one of the new guys, Kai.
Kai. He looks nice. Kai. I mean...
I like the look of Kai. I'm saying.
Oh, really? Okay, no. Okay. Let's not take it down a very...
No, all I remember is Kai was in last year he was in some of the group dances, although he wasn't an official professional, but he did the Remembrance Day one, and I just remember him from that.
Keep it light, Joe, keep it light.
I'm joking.
Okay, there's going to be a little moment in a minute where you hear me putting my Pret coffee order, so don't be alarmed. Ooh, everyone.
Can I have one?
No. Okay, so that was seven. Hang on, I just thought of someone else. Oh, yes. I can't remember his name. I think I'm getting to the point now where I'm really running out. You're going to have to start giving me clues.
Well, you tell me what he does and I'll tell you his name.
I don't think I can even tell you what he does.
All right.
Hi there. Can I have a strong skinny latte and a plain croissant, please? Joe, are you filling?
No, I'm just thinking about having a plain croissant. So, are you thinking...
Joe, do you have Pret in Australia?
No, we do not.
Ah, feel for you.
Well, I think we have places that make much nicer coffee, though.
I actually think Pret coffee is the best coffee.
Oh, do you? I think Cafe Nero is the best coffee.
Thank you. Oh my God, I would not go in a cafe near if you paid me. It's almost as bad as Costa. But anyway, yeah. The guy that's partnered with Johannes, what's his name?
Oh, so here we go. So his name is John Waite, is it? And
thank you so much. Have a good day. Is he related to Ian Waite?
No, I don't think so. But also, he looks a lot like Will Young.
No, didn't see that at all.
Oh my God, I wrote down John Waite or Will Young.
I'm just so excited that Johannes is being partnered with a man, and it's going to be great. I mean, I hope it, because we didn't get a fair shot at Katja and Nicola because of COVID. So I'm just really excited to see how it plays out.
It's going to be good, yeah. And Johannes is amazing, so I think that's going to be really fun to watch.
What does Mr. Waite do for a living?
Well, he won the Bake Off a few years ago. And now he's a chef kind of person on telly and has a cookery school and has written cookery books and stuff.
Everyone knows how I feel about the concept of reality stars going on reality shows because they got famous because they won a reality show, okay? I don't want to get drawn into that argument again. Let's move on. Give me a clue now. Oh, Tilly Ramsey. There we go. Tilly Ramsey. Now.
Oh, God. Yeah, this one.
I don't really want to. She's a young girl. I don't want to diss the fact that... And fair play, if I had an incredibly famous father, I mean, some say I do, but if I did have an incredibly famous father and that meant I could go on Strictly, I would do it. I think they're just going to be blah, her and the new young guy as well. Like, he's like the new...
He's the new AJ.
I was going to say AJ, but for some reason my head went to Curtis and then it went to Ed Gamble.
Factoid here for you. Tilly Ramsey is on TV, or was about to be on TV here on Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh.
So she's like doing all of the reality shows.
Well, hang on, when's she going to Australia? She's also got her studies.
No, it's already been filmed. It's already been filmed. Mm. It was filmed a few months ago.
Okay, let's whip through them now because even I'm getting bored of myself. Right, clue please, the next person.
Okay, that Mitchell and...
Robert Webb.
Yes, I'm very excited about Robert Webb.
Has David Mitchell ever done Strictly?
Oh God, no. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I think he'd be great. Oh, did he see Victoria? Corin Mitchell, no, maybe not. No, Robert Webb's got the lols. He's with he's with our favourite Diane.
Oh, with Diane. But also, like, I feel like a bit like Bill Bailey last year, that comedians are not afraid to just kind of go for it and make a bit of a fool of themselves. So they kind of throw themselves into it.
You could see that last night in the
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
I'm reserving judgment and I want to move on. So there's the comedian. There's the comedian.
Yes.
The lady. I don't know her name.
Judy
Love. Do you know her?
Judy Love. Never heard of her.
And she is with someone else. Who's she with?
Oh, come on now. She's with our favourite.
Oh, Giovanni. No, sorry, Graziano. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Yes, Graziano. She's with Graziano, the pirate. And, like, I think... She might be fun for a bit, but I'm not sure she's going to last very long, I'm afraid.
And then who else? Give me some clues.
You've got one of the dragons, Sarah Davies. Yeah.
Yep,
but
don't know her.
Don't know anything about her. She was with Aliash.
Yeah, great. Who else?
Dan Walker.
Ooh. Oh, hang on. Before we move on from Aliash, sad that Danette's no longer in it.
But she's doing It Takes Two.
Yeah, but do you think she wants to be doing It Takes Two? Is she hosting It Takes Two? It Takes Two.
Yeah.
Who is?
With what's his name? Rylan, I think.
Oh, that'll be good. Or maybe she's trying to develop more of a media career.
I would say so. And there may be other reasons why she's not wanting to dance so much anymore.
Yeah, because she said she wants to have a family.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes.
She said it in a hello or okay interview.
Oh,
I read it.
Did she? Okay, I was going to say it's none of our business, but that might be one of the reasons why.
Well, no, she said it in an interview, so I think that's
good. Okay, again. It's out there. Good. Yep.
Okay.
Fine.
Dan Walker, fine.
Dan Walker.
And,
do you know him?
Yeah. And the new blonde.
She's not new.
Okay. And then who else is there? We must be nearly finished.
Hugo Monnier.
And Oti. Yep.
Oti. Yeah. And then that chick who was in
incredibly sexist, but
Australian.
Fine.
No, it's a very Australian thing to say, actually. She was in Coronation Street and Hollyoaks.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of her either. Katie McGlynn.
There's always one with brown hair who was in Coronation and Hollyoaks. Coronation Street and Hollyoaks, isn't there?
There was.
Is that it? Are we done, finally?
I think that's the whole list, yeah. I think we've covered them all.
Right, very briefly before we go.
Yes.
So, I've already sort of said a bit mine. I'm going to go, oh God, I keep forgetting his name, the CBeebies guy.
Reese.
Is it Reese? I love the name Reese. Okay, I'm going to go Reese, Tom, and is it Rose. Reese, Tom, and Rose for my top three. There you go.
Okay.
Based on your evidence so far, Joanne, please give me your top three.
Well, I would love it if it was John and Johannes and Tom.
I'm not saying who I want. You just said
I'm just thinking who would be good.
No, I just want to make
it
clear.
Have my opinion.
I just want to make it clear in case any of the professionals are listening and they're upset and they thought that I don't want them to win. That's not true. I'm just saying who I think, just based on the early evidence.
As if any of the professionals are listening.
well, maybe I can find routes to get this episode to some of them, you know?
I'm not sure you want that to happen.
Yeah, well, Tom Fletcher gets 30 minutes of me saying how much I love his sons, which is incredibly creepy. Yeah. come on, top three.
So Tom, John, and Reese.
Tom, John, Reese, and I've gone Tom, Reese, Rose. So, well, listeners, if you stick with us, can't promise there'll necessarily be an episode every week because sometimes, you know, real life does get in the way. But if you stick with us, maybe we'll find out. Any final thoughts, Joe, before we hang up the glitter ball for the week?
I just wrote down, yes, Anton as well, because I love Anton.
Oh, here are the police to cart off Anton for crimes against comedy. See you next week.